This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear. But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Only in theaters June 14. Get tickets now.
That in hip-hop audio... why the fuck was I going to say that like that? I don't know why I was going to say that like that. I was going to say audio the review. Like, literally, that's what I was about to say. That in hip-hop audio review. Weekend week. Kissland. As you can see, we got Mike C-Town, we got Nikki Duse, we got your original host, myself and KB Inge. This joint came out in 2013. Debut album after the trilogy. And man, I can't front. I remember when I first heard this, I was so disappointed. So disappointed. I was like, okay, this thing is gonna fall off, bro. Like, you know, he's not a one-hit wonder. He gave me the trilogy, but I think that that's where it's going. It's just where it's going to end. Because what this album made me realize was how important the production was for his sound. Because this deviated. Now, it wasn't as far as I originally thought. You know, like, because when I actually came back to revisit it, I was like, okay, cool. It's not that different, but it's definitely different. But I just didn't like the direction where this went. But one of my friends at the time convinced me to give this like an honest second listen. And I sat there one night and I listened to it and I was like, okay, it's not as horrible as I originally made it out to be, but it's definitely not. It's my least favorite. Mm-hmm. It's my least favorite. There's just, it just feels weird. It feels like he wasn't able to tap into what made the trilogy so successful. And it felt almost like a reach. And it's like he was trying to do it and couldn't recreate it. And that's bad as an artist, especially when it's the debut. Especially when you have a mixtape run as successful as he did. And then everybody's like, oh, shit, weekend. Mm-hmm. It's like this? And again, if you watch the Starboy review, I go in detail which ones were his highest selling albums. It's a reason why this didn't even outsell the mixtapes. There's a reason.
I'm surprised he made it through. Like most artists, if their debut is
it's a rap
like
for you.
That, it's like, forget it.
Yeah, I think it's mostly because we see, once again, you get that Drake stamp. Drake gonna buy you some time. This is early. This is 2013. So... this is still fairly early in his career. My main thing, I do agree with you, FIFO. The disappointment was heavily on me when I heard this, because it was like you come after the trilogy, and it's like your next shit probably gonna sound like some of the best shit I've heard in a long time. Mm-hmm. At least that's what I'm anticipating. Mm-hmm. To hear this shit, I'm like, oh, you ain't as rich as I thought you was. Because the budget on this project was piss poor. Like, I'm looking at the writing credits. He didn't even have the same writers that he had on the trilogy on this. Mm. Like, even moving forward, he brings back those writers. Yeah. It's like, this one, it's him and a couple other random-ass motherfuckers.
What label was this on, this album?
This came out
XO Republic. So the same.
The Weeknd XO.
Yeah, it's the same shit.
Okay, never mind.
But it's just like, I guess they didn't think he needed that much as before, since he was doing all that shit on his own. And when he signed with it, this is like his major label debut.
He probably thought, like, this is my debut album. I want to get like a different sound or something from my debut. Maybe that's what he was thinking. That's why he got these other people. Yeah. They just didn't do a good job.
They didn't do shit for him, for real. And
but the production too, though. It wasn't just the writing.
Yeah, it's weak.
Like, because adaptation feels like it would have been a weak song on the trilogy. Mm-hmm. That sounds like okay, well, let's redo it. Like, shit, motherfuckers, like, let's do it.
Yeah.
And it don't hit. Part of it is when he's singing, right? Like, part of the trilogy, what made it so dope, you know, lack of a better term, was that it sounded like you was on dope. This sounds too clean. This doesn't sound drug induced. This sounds like we're trying to recreate that.
See, this does sound drug induced to me, just the wrong drugs. It sounded like he just started smoking weed for this one. And he just got bored and went to sleep half the fucking time.
Are you saying like he got drunk off Benadryl or something? it's some stupid ass trips here.
You know, cheap shit. Tussin. You know? It didn't sound like he was on that good shit. But
and it wasn't a lot of variation. Cause even like in that in adaptation when the bridge comes, everything is still like it's engineered at the same level.
It's like the same feeling.
It's the same feeling. Like you didn't air it out. You didn't space it. You didn't pitch shift. It's like all the little detail that was like, yo.
That wasn't Echoes of Silence or the trilogy?
It wasn't here. Mm-hmm. It wasn't here. Like all of that little stuff that he did that separated him and made him unique. It's like almost any other R&B artist could have done
this. Was it that much of a departure?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, really?
It just felt very empty.
Yes.
Like, it just didn't feel like there was any passion, any feeling. And then even down to the fucking album cover.
Yeah.
It's just like you sitting there.
Well,
like,
yeah, that's lazy.
Yeah. The whole album felt lazy.
This looked like an early Facebook profile.
like a MySpace picture. It's like, what is this?
Beforehand, it seemed like where he was from and shit was so mysterious and like dark, but like intriguing, enticing. This is like he in Cleveland. Like in the winter time in Cleveland. This shit, you can keep this, bro. Like, this is a weekend in Cleveland. Not in Toronto. Because that's his other shit.
Yeah, I didn't really hear that. Like, it didn't sound as great as the trilogy, but I didn't hear a significant drop off that you guys heard.
This is that problem. That's why you hate the good one so much and you like this old boring.
Yep. I don't like it as good as the damn trilogy, but I definitely liked it better than the other shit.
So you like this better than Star Wars?
Because this is strip.
Yeah,
this is strip.
I know. I just wanted him to say it on record, man.
That's because this ain't got nothing to do with pop. This is for the streets, for real. This is.
You like this better than Beauty?
No, there are songs. No, the songs on Beauty Behind the Madness. The ones that I like on that top part are better than the songs on here. But yeah, I mean, coming off Echoes of Silence, I didn't walk into this and put it on and be like, oh man, what the fuck happened to The Weeknd?
I did.
Really? Yeah.
Belong to
it
the
sounds
world?
Like I'm the only one.
Yes, you are.
And like, I didn't know that world? Was the general consensus either until now.
No, I guess if you're going like, off of Echoes of Silence, like his last sound that you remember him at, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going off of that's a whole piece of like art together and he's on to something else. You know what I mean?
I feel
like if I still had the same thoughts going into this one like I did coming out of Echoes of Silence, I understand why you'd be like, okay, this don't sound that much different.
Yeah.
But me, that's why I was saying like going into this project, I'm like, he did that. He did his trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
What's up next? I'm about to hear some new sounds from this artist or at least a different direction.
I got you.
And then that's when I got this. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck is you doing?
And see, the reason why I didn't think that is because most soul singers or R&B singers in general don't really deviate that much from what they do the album before. They kind of stay with what works. And it's at that point is whether or not the songs are better than the ones that you heard before. You know, Jodeci was like really one of the few groups I've known that really come out with a different sound, you know, each album. You know, most time it takes a minute. So I can see him playing it safe with Kissland and not jumping all the way to what he was doing with Beauty Behind the Madness, because that was the sound through with the trilogy that kind of put him on.
This just doesn't sound as airy and dark and intriguing as the trilogy sounds. This one just sounded, to me, this sounded like some old random ass dude was trying to be The Weeknd from the trilogy.
That's what I'm saying.
It sounded like Holiday.
You sound like PTO. Hey, that's my cousin PTO, man. It ain't
like
The Weeknd,
bro.
Bro.
This sound like an Easter weekend.
Yes.
Oh, my God. This shit is just...
Look, everything y'all hearing, I hear it, because the thing is, when I put this on, I was like, man, I thought this was better than I remember, because I don't ever really go back and listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really go back and listen to a lot of Weeknd stuff. So I was like, man, I thought this actually got down a lot better than what it did. So I understand, like, re-listening to it, the flatness you guys hear, like everything you guys are saying, I heard it, but I didn't think that I did not know that people didn't fuck with this album like that.
My thing is this also. It came out 2013. Remember, we talked about the whole Drake thing. That came out 2012. We said that was most of those records or some of those records supposed to be for his album. What if that was what he had to, like, he gave away, and this is just what was left over, and he just made the best of what he had. And that's why we just get that one Drake figure. He, Drake, like, all right, here, I'll be on your album if you be on mine.
He felt bad. Because
I'm like, this album could have sounded totally different if we got some of those records. Sound wise, from that Take Care pocket.
That would make a lot of sense.
Because this is why all these, none of these are his art, like his writers or his producers.
Yeah, I didn't know that either until you said it.
Yeah, that's why I was asking what label was on, because I was assuming maybe the label went and got people. But if it's his own label, then no. He did that himself.
So I didn't even know he was.
That definitely makes sense.
I didn't even know he don't play songs from here. That's interesting.
I don't know if it's definitely true, but I read that literally today when I was going back. I was like, I haven't listened to Kiss Atlanta forever. But I literally read that today that when he plays live, he does not perform any songs from Kiss Land.
Not even The Town?
What can he?
Pretty. I like Pretty. That was the best song on this album for me.
I think he just knows that there's no song on here where people are going to be like, oh my God.
Yeah, there's not.
But there's just so many other ones that he can play to get people fucking bugged out. Yeah. So he's like, why bother?
Low hanging fruit, like,
Yeah, or maybe he's just embarrassed of this album. I don't know if he's done interviews about it, but maybe he doesn't even like this album.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Well, I like
it. Well, look, this joint dropped January 1st, 2013, which is also an interesting date to drop.
January 1st? Yeah. Ooh, that's how they knew this was gonna be a dud. They said, let's drop this piece of shit early so y'all can forget.
Hopefully by the year's end, people forgot about it. Let's go ahead and get it over with.
Cause let me see when Beauty Behind the Madness came out.
I feel like that came out in the spring. Cause it was all over the place in the summer.
It came out in August.
So we carried over 2 years. It carried over.
Wow. So he dropped it August 28, 2015. So it took 2 years after that, and you know what? That's a very smart business decision too, because you don't want to rush right back and it flop. Then it's a wrap. Mm-hmm. Then it's a wrap. So I think it was smart to take that time in between, feature on other people's shit, you know, keep your name ringing a little bit, but then drop this. Oh, man. Yeah. Kissland is bad.
Damn, people.
Kissland is bad, bro. And not bad in a good way. Like not bad in a horrible way.
Not that kind of bad.
Nah, not at all. But look, I think we've torn it up enough. Mm. 1 hour 5 minutes. Now I guess Weeknd likes that fucking range in terms of time. But there's only 12 songs, 1 hour 5 minutes. Duce, did you have any favorite joints?
Damn, man, don't do it like that.
I'm just saying,
you got
bro.
One.
Bro, I don't. If you want me to
you
be honest.
You said Pretty.
Give him Pretty, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I gave him Pretty. Yeah. Number 9. That's it.
Leave it at that. You ain't have to do him like that.
Mike?
Yeah, I really don't have any favorite song. I don't ever listen to this album.
Ken?
He got like 6.
I got, I like The Town, Adaption, Love in the Sky, and Pretty.
You have to cut me off, son. You have to cut me off.
I don't have no favorites.
Man.
I really don't. I really don't. I'm being 100% genuine and honest. I don't have no favorites on here.
It's wrong, man.
I don't. I never come back to this. Shit. But look, that concludes the Weeknd Week in terms of full-length projects. So thank you guys for supporting Dead End Hip Hop, DE365. Obviously, you see we got Mike C-Town and Duce in the building. So we see you tomorrow. We out. Peace.
Peace.